You're listening to the audio production of The Newsmakers by Lise Wheel with Sebastian Stewart, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue. It's a clear, hard winter day, and blinding sunlight pours into the conference room, glinting off metal surfaces, triggering migraines, and making the room uncomfortably hot, stifling. But in these tall midtown towers, you can't turn down the heat. You're trapped. Nylan Hastings is not happy, but he won't let them know it. The dozen executives and producers who are sitting around the large table. He doesn't do sweat, but they're failing him. Failure is another thing he doesn't do. He does success. Excessive, historic success. But Global News Network is floundering, bleeding well over $1 million a week, searching for a voice and an identity in a hyper-competitive market where every smartphone spews out the latest headlines in what has become a never-ending, unrelenting, assaultive news cycle. Nylan scans the assembled faces. They're smart, competent men and women, an eager bunch of pathetic fools, toiling away on the middle rung of life's ladder. He pays these people well, and it's time for them to deliver. A week ago, he called them all together and said, "I need a star. Someone I can mold and nurture and transform into the face of GNN." Today, he says simply, "Let's see what you found." The mood is tense as they open laptops and pull up videos. An associate producer he hired away from CNN goes first. She presses a key, and her candidate's greatest hits reel plays on the room's large screen. He's a man in his late 20s, as handsome as a movie star, but a cipher. He reads the news well and knows the power of his dark-eyed smile. But beyond that, he has all the presence of negative space. Besides, Nylan doesn't really want a man. Then another reel plays, and now Nylan watches a serious young woman who's attractive and seems to know her stuff and is quick on her feet, but she has no real appeal. There's something schoolmarmish, almost condescending in her tone. People don't want to be lectured when they watch the news. The pretty young woman in the third reel is so sunny, Nylan wishes he had his dark glasses handy. Then there's another reel, and another, and another. And the brittle baking sun sets the stage for the parade of mediocrity. Do these people really think looks and diversity and intensity are a substitute for raw?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?